Welcome to Stats Unplugged. Today's episode is all about preparing for your QS CI-381 final exam. We'll walk through the major topics, review common mistakes, and give you exam-taking strategies to maximize your score. What you need to know. This exam will test your ability to interpret and compare summary statistics, mean, median, mode, standard deviation. Select the right statistical test based on the data and hypotheses. Perform hypothesis testing for means, proportions, variances, and regression slopes. Understand confidence intervals and their role in statistical inference. Use probability rules and distributions to solve real-world problems. Apply ANOVA and chi-square tests for comparing multiple groups or categorical data. Let's break these down and highlight what you should focus on. Descriptive statistics and data interpretation. Key takeaway: understand how different measures summarize data. Common pitfall: misinterpreting skewness. When mean greater than median greater than mode, the distribution is right skewed. Example: seabirds from two islands had different mean and median travel distances. If one island's mean was much higher than the median, what does that tell you? A right skewed distribution. Choosing the right statistical test. One of the most important skills for the exam. F-test. Comparing variances between two populations. One sample Z-test. Testing if a population proportion is greater or less than a given value. T-tests. One sample T-test. Testing if a mean differs from a known value. Two sample T-test. Comparing means between two independent groups. Paired T-test. Comparing means from the same individuals before and after treatment. Chi-square test, checking if two categorical variables are independent. ANOVA, comparing means across multiple groups. Example. Question: birds on two islands had different sample variances. Which test should you use to determine if these differences are significant? Answer: an F-test. Hypothesis testing, getting it right. Every hypothesis test follows these steps. 1. State the null and alternative hypotheses, H0 and H1. 2. Check assumptions. Is data normal? Are sample sizes large enough? Calculate the test statistic, Z, T, F, or chi-squared. Find the p-value and compare it to alpha, typically 0.05 or 0.01. 5. Make a conclusion. Reject or fail to reject H0. Common pitfall: forgetting to specify if a test is one-tailed or two-tailed. Example: testing if more than 20% of people experience headaches from a vitamin supplement. H0, proportion less than or equal to 0.2. H1, proportion greater than 0.2. Test: one sample Z-test for proportions. Confidence intervals: what do they actually mean? A confidence interval is a range of plausible values for a population parameter. It follows this general formula. Example: you're asked to compute a 99% confidence interval for the proportion of ryegrass plants that flowered. What steps do you take? Compute sample proportion p hat. 2. Find standard error, SE. 3. Use a Z-score multiplier for 99% confidence, 2.576. Compute upper and lower bounds, probability rules and distributions. Theoretical versus empirical probability. Theoretical probability is based on expected outcomes, while empirical probability is based on actual data. Binomial distribution, used for yes, no, success, failure outcomes. Poisson distribution, used for counting events that happen over time or space, e.g., potholes per mile. Example: what's the probability of getting at least one double yolk egg in a carton of 24, given a 1 in 1,000 chance per egg? Use the binomial formula. Advanced topics: regression, ANOVA, and chi-square tests. Regression analysis. Understand slope, B, and intercept, A, in simple linear regression. Use t-tests to check if the slope is significantly different from zero. ANOVA. Analysis of variance. Used when comparing three or more means. Key idea: It checks if the variance between groups is larger than the variance within groups. Example, you compare three grass species growth rates. The F statistic is 29.61, and the p-value is 2.2 times 10 to the negative 10th power. What does that mean? There is a significant difference in growth rates. Chi-square test, used to determine if two categorical variables are related. Expected frequencies must be at least 5 for the test to be valid. Final exam strategies, how to succeed. 1. Know your formulas and when to use them. Have a mental map of which test applies to each type of data. 2. Check assumptions. Many tests, t-tests, ANOVA regression, require normality and independent observations. Clearly state your hypotheses, interpret confidence intervals and p-values correctly, you'll be in great shape for the final.